relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I'd like to endorse Jennifer Horne as the next California state governor.
I second that motion, James. I second that motion.
America first. Magnificent.
Did you notice we're doing something a little bit different? No minute and a half long big intros. You got too much to talk about. Are we going to talk about impeachment? Oh, I don't know. Let's ask the lady in charge. We're going to hand over the reins of the show. She's been a guest host for me. She's a champion of all things American and goodness itself. Her name is Jennifer Horne. She's the host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Follow her right now on Twitter at Jennifer Horne. Jennifer, what shall we talk about?
Oh, I can't imagine we can find anything to talk about. We've got impeachment. We have recall efforts. It seems like everybody's ready to make big changes, I guess, right before the holidays.
I was hoping we'd talk about something else. No, let's do it. Let's talk about impeachment. I love it. You sound like you are literally in the next cubicle. You sound like you're just shouting down a cardboard tube at me.
Just a short 2,500 miles away from you, but yeah, it's the power of technology.
You are in California, right? You're not going to jump out of Leroy's little booth now, are you?
Would that be fun? That'll be my Christmas surprise. Maybe I'll come for a visit.
Do it. And you'd make a lot of people happy, especially our listeners. It is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we are opening the third hour of the show, and we have to do a little bit of craziness. Let's pretend this is Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, and Sean Spicer's winning, right?
If I get another text from Sean would text me every night there was voting. Every night, say, you're going to get all your buddies to vote for me, right? Aren't you, Seb? Sean was a man on a mission. No, today, you are one of the judges, okay? You are one of the judges, and I want you to judge the star witnesses today.
There were star witnesses today.
Well, according to the Democrats, I mean, especially people who worked in the Obama administration.
Oh, my gosh. Except for Jonathan Turley, who actually had at least a little spoonful of sanity that he dished out every once in a while. I don't know what we're watching. And I couldn't decide whether to be repulsed and totally angry or just laugh at what's going on and what's unfolding. It's truly, truly sad when you have people up there giving you their opinions, who have done podcasts taking apart the president, who have written articles about how the president should have been impeached, and no Democrat calls them on this. They don't see that bias as a problem. If we treat impeachment with what the forefathers actually intended it to be, I mean, they'd be rolling over in their graves right now. They have to be watching what's unfolding right now. It is partisan nonsense.
Am I allowed to play a cut three times?
Sure, go for
it. Okay, we're going to play. This is the key witness, I think, that the most aggressive one out there today, Professor Kamala Carlin of Stanford University, at a conference recently where...
She's bursting with good cheer, isn't she?
Oh, isn't she just a wonderful heart of open goodness and light?
Unicorns and glitter, I know.
Indeed. I think of Greg Gutfeld when I see that face. listen to this woman at a conference earlier this year. When the name of the president cropped up, this is star witness Pamela Carlin, cut 14.
You know, I came in from the airport yesterday and I got off the bus from Dulles down at Lanfon Plaza and I walked up to the hotel. And as I was walking past what used to be the old post office building and is now the Trump Hotel, which I had to cross the street, of course.
Are you staying there?
God, no. Never. Never.
Great person to be an unbiased witness, don't you think?
Yeah, she got called out by your friend and a great representative, great congressman from Florida, Matt Gaetz. It really took her to task. And I know what happened while you were doing your show. If you missed it, Matt Gaetz actually called her out on saying Republicans don't even want to sit with themselves, basically, in a past speech. He asked her about her campaign donations.
Yes.
She donated a couple of thousand dollars to Hillary Clinton, $1,200 to Barack Obama. This woman is
$1,000 to Senator Warren.
$1,000 to Senator Warren. She has donated to Democrat causes for a very long time. And he called her out for making fun of the president's son, Barron. I mean, the lows that these people will go, it is just simply disgusting because they lost an election. I heard a lot today about people saying that they're trying to protect the American vote, about trying to serve the American voter. If they were really trying to serve the American voter, they would actually respect the fact that many of us voted for Donald Trump, that he won in an electoral college victory, and that he's the president of the United States. And if they don't like it, they can find a decent candidate to run against him in 2020.
Yes.
They just can't do it.
No, absolutely. You mentioned Jonathan Turley, who's not a Trump supporter,
no.
Did not vote for the president, but he is a constitution scholar. I'm going to play a slightly longer audio cut because he had a slow start. It didn't go too well at the beginning, a little bit too professorial, but then he made this fabulous analogy, and I want you to react to it. This is Jonathan Turley today, cut 8 from the impeachment hearings.
All the justices said that it's a dangerous thing to take a crime like bribery and apply a boundless interpretation. They rejected the notion, for example, that bribery could be used in terms of setting up meetings and other types of things that occur in the course of a public service career. So what I would caution the committee is that these crimes have meaning. It gives me no joy to disagree with my colleagues here, and I really don't have a dog in this fight. But you can't accuse a president of bribery, and then when some of us note that the Supreme Court has rejected your type of boundless interpretation, say, well, it's just impeachment. We really don't have to prove the elements. That's a favorite mantra that is sort of close enough for jazz. Well, this isn't improvisational jazz. Close enough is not good enough. If you're going to accuse a president of bribery, you need to make it stick because you're trying to remove a duly elected president of the United States. Now, it's unfair to accuse someone of a crime, and when others say, well, those interpretations you're using to define the crime are not valid, and to say they don't have to be valid. Because this is impeachment. That has not been the standard historically. My testimony lays out the criminal allegations in the previous impeachments. Those were not just proven crimes, they were accepted crimes. That is, even the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee agreed that Bill Clinton had committed perjury. That's on the record, and a federal judge later said it was perjury.
Now, I'm no fancy constitutional law professor, but let me put that into English, if mm-hmm. I understand it right. You tell me if I got it. We've been told for years now, no one is above the law, especially the president. Okay. Then they charge him with bribery, and then they say, well, that doesn't exactly match the definition of bribery, but it doesn't matter because this isn't a court, it's impeachment.
Right.
Well, in that case, they don't need any reason or any evidence.
No, it's political, and that's what drives people nuts. That's why there's no Republican support behind it. That's why this is not a bipartisan effort, and the Democrats have not managed to move the needle in public opinion. Impeachment is just something that the Democrats have drummed up because they think maybe something happened. There is no crime. And in fact, the witnesses, and I use air quotes around here, these experts, were asked about that. None of them had seen evidence of a crime being committed. And you're right when you said that three of them, the three besides Jonathan Jonathan Turley on the panel, all said that it really didn't matter if there was a crime or not to be impeachable. That's really a problem. And the other thing that is so dangerous about all of this, in all seriousness, is that this is going to set the course for what our future political structure looks like in this country. And so, you know, we may be Republicans might be sitting on one side of this, but down the road, what if we decide we don't like the next president who happens to be a Democrat? Are we going to come up and drum up with some sham impeachment charges? Is this the course that we really want our country to go on? And that's what Jonathan Turley was saying today. Look, he doesn't razzle dazzle me. I'm a Trump person. I think this is a sham. But Jonathan Turley said, look, you actually have to have evidence. You actually have a path. You have to have a path to go down unless you want to set some really bad norms for the next generation. And that's exactly what these people are doing.
But the remarkable thing is, this is really important you mentioned this, they're doing this knowingly, which means they don't care what damage they do.
Right. Because they're thinking about now. And, you know, what's the end game here? I always ask, to figure out people, I always think about their motivations. What's their end game? Okay, their end game, they know they're not going to remove Trump from office. So what are they going to do? Because you can't tell me that they don't already have articles of impeachment drafted. That's right. The biggest lie the media is telling us. They're ready to go. They're going to vote before the holiday. This is already in the works. So what are they looking to do? They're looking to try to get senators on the record so that they can try to gain seats back in the Senate. And they want to put this asterisk by Trump's name to make it personal, to try to discredit him going into 2020. But I think it really has become personal for so many of these people. They want to take him down. They want to have this as a piece of his history.
They've wanted to take him down ever since November the 8th, 2016, where he committed the only crime he's ever committed as president, defeating Hillary Clinton. We're talking to Jennifer Horn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help. And that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
The team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season. So grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has the world's most comfortable bed sheets made with the best cotton in the world, where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean Sea meet to create perfect conditions to grow the best cotton. His new Giza Dream sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and Mike guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on them, You'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors and, as usual, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-829-8468 and using promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. For a limited time, buy one, get one free plus free shipping. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxer Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Where's that thing on Hall & Oates where you did 48 songs in one thing? Well, okay, we'll play it later. I like that. We are back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And I have to say a special thank you to Steve, Marianne, Michael, Carol, Gary, Mary, Richard, Susan, and another Michael for, in the last day, your big contributions to the Angel Tree Fellowship. Thank you. When you donate to this program, you're providing a Christmas present for a child who has a parent in prison this Christmas. It is a beautiful, it is a truly holy thing for you to do in this Yuletide. $22 sends a present, a message from the gospel, and we organize through the Prison Fellowship a message from that child's parent to her child or his child this Christmas. We have some big donations. I have to mention, Jeremy, $550. That's more than 20 children who are being helped. But any donation makes a difference. Help a child have a slightly brighter Christmas this year. Go to sebgorka.com. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click the Angel Tree banner. Please help these children today. I thank you. Prison Fellowship thanks you, and they will thank you. If you prefer, you can also call them at 800-206-9764. That's 800-206-9764. Give a little blessing back to those who most need it this Christmas. We are back with our friend, warrior princess for freedom, Jennifer Horn. She is, of course, the host of AM 590 and AM 870's The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show. Jennifer, you're supposed to be talking about California, dagnabbit.
I know, they're distracting me. The swamp is distracting me today.
Nadler and his, the way he wears his trousers is very distracting.
I love it right under the chin. That's how I really like it on my men.
It's a new way. It's a new fashion. Yeah. It's the swamp.
The higher the pant line, the better.
Please, you're going to give me nightmares. Let's talk about California. There is this incredible story. Can you talk to us about this individual who is an immigrant from South America, and he's doing something very, very interesting in your neck of the woods, isn't he?
Yeah, there are actually two recall efforts underway in California to recall Gavin Newsom. Now,
sorry, hang on. Did you say Nancy Pelosi's nephew?
Yeah, that's right. Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gavin Newsom, one of California's royalty. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are two recall efforts that are underway, one by Aaron Cruz, who's a former Republican Senate candidate. And then there is another one underway. The immigrant that you're talking about is Dr. James Veltmeyer. He is a Republican, former Republican congressional candidate. Now, the problem, and we'll talk about it because it's actually getting some traction, which is the good news. The bad news is, like it always is in California, this is where I get frustrated. Instead of having one concerted effort by Republicans to do anything, to accomplish a goal, we
There's
always have
47.
To split them off.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
And it's because people's egos get in the way and everybody wants to have their name on something. And this is a problem that has plagued us with the gas tax. It plagues us in congressional races all the time. It doesn't serve us well to split up. There just simply are not enough Republicans in California to do that. But there are two efforts underway. They're gathering signatures right now. And this is really starting to pick up steam. And I admit, I was kind of poo-pooing this, going, okay, there's no chance that this is going to happen. But...
Well, look, so, what are the figures? There have been, I'm looking at this now, there have been 51 recall attempts in the last century in California, with the only successful one being Gray Davis in 2003. But you think this is a shot?
Well, I actually do, because Gray Davis back in 2003, that's how we got the governor. That's how
the gubernator.
That's right. He became the governor because of a recall of Gray Davis, who people thought that he was corrupt. They thought that he hadn't done California right. They thought that there were energy issues going on in the state. And they were right, quite frankly. But until it was really kind of an effort that sort of bubbled under the surface for a while until it got national attention. And then Daryl Issa got involved and started throwing a lot of money behind it. And that's when the effort really took off. There was also another recall that was successful with Judge Aaron Persky. Do you remember him?
No, that's before my time. Remember, I only became an American a few years ago.
Well, no, this was actually a couple of years ago, and you will remember the rape case of Brock Turner. Remember that kid?
I remember the name, yes.
On a college campus, I think actually at Stanford, where he raped a woman by a garbage can and only got a couple of months in prison. Well, Judge Aaron Persky, there was a recall effort underway for him, and that also percolated until it got national attention, and then a lot of women's rights groups got involved. They threw money at it. And it took off. The judge was recalled. So now this recall effort started to get national attention this past weekend. The immigrant that you talked about, Dr. James Veltmeyer, was on Fox News.
Yes.
Now all the major newspapers, literally I counted a ton of reporting from the Washington Post, the San Francisco Chronicle, the LA Times has been all over this. Big newspapers are picking up and reporting on the recall effort. That's a really good thing.
What's the key issue? What are they mobilizing with regards? Is it just wastage, or what is the platform?
Well, both of the efforts have a little bit different a set of standards behind it, what he's done wrong. Aaron Cruz says that he's mismanaged public policy, public money. There's a pension issue in California that's huge, and that the schools are poor, that the infrastructure is crumbling, that he's broken promises. The homeless problem is largely becoming the top issue for California voters, and he really has failed on all of that. The other one, done by James Veltmeyer, focuses a lot on illegal immigrants and illegal immigration. So both of them are about broken promises, about all of the issues that are plaguing California, but there's a little more illegal immigration in Veltmeyer's. But what's really promising here, and this is a story that just broke over the last 24 hours, apparently, Gavin Newsom is in a pretty big dispute with the trade unions in California, and it's been ongoing for the last several months. So my prediction is, if this thing is going to get traction, it's going to blow up now. It's becoming a national headline that there is a recall effort underway against him. And with the trade unions involved, they could actually help Republicans for once and actually throw some money at this effort if they want to see Gavin Newsom have to dig himself out of the hole that he's in. So there really actually might be an opportunity for some traction. They're still collecting signatures, and both of the efforts need to collect 1.495 million signatures.
Wow.
So it's a tough road to hoe. Aaron Cruz's effort is due in by February 13th. Veltmeyer's effort is due in by March 5th. I actually have a lot of friends who are walking every single day for Aaron Cruz's. Yeah, for Aaron Cruz's recall petition. They're out.
But don't you think the other one has a greater chance? Because when you're talking about, I mean, the Dr. Veltmeyer one, because there's a real concrete issue there, the migration issue. Don't you think that's going to energize people more in California, Jennifer?
Yeah, he's upset. See, the problem, I actually think this one might backfire. I would disagree on that a little bit, because one of his listed reasons to recall Gavin Newsom is that the governor gave health care to illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. Now, that's unpopular, but it's also considered to be one of those emotional issues.
Yeah.
And what I've seen in California is, no matter where you are politically,
feels.
Exactly. Yeah. There are a lot of hippies wandering around here, and they've got their tissues on standby. And if you start talking about health care and illegals, that could turn people off. But hey, look, I think these two need to figure out how to join forces and really make a big run at this.
See, this is the big difference. The left always walks to one drumbeat.
Yep.
It's time we took a lesson from their lesson book. She's Jennifer Horn. Follow her on Twitter. We love Jennifer at Jennifer Horn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls next here on America First. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Two top Expedia executives are ousted. Service sector companies see slower growth and holiday email scammers target small businesses. Those stories next.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest Free.
Travel company Expedia has lost its CEO and chief financial officer, both quit, and Expedia says Chairman Barry Diller will help run the company while a search is conducted for their replacements. Growth in America's service sector is showing signs of slowing in November, several companies blaming the inability to find enough qualified workers, filling jobs not made any easier by all-time record low unemployment. That rate remains at a half-century low. On Wall Street today, stocks closing higher, the Dow Jones Industrials up 147 points, the NASDAQ up 43, the S&P up 20. Law enforcement officials are warning cyber criminals are increasingly targeting small business in so-called phishing scams via innocent-looking emails that compromise client lists and potentially infect computers. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
If I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving, where you are pleasuring the animal. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Okay. Why? Why did that happen? I'll tell you why. Because, like, so there's, like, with the case that we covered where there was, like, a guy or a girl or something that was pleasuring a horse, and the horse came to a conclusion, right? So who got harmed?
I wanted to play that for Jennifer, but I couldn't get around to it. Batman is running for Congress in Katie Hill's district. He's Cenk Uygur, you know, the Young Turks. And that's actual audio about his calling to make bestiality legal. Let me give you some other gems from Cenk Uygur, just so you understand what's happening in the Democrat Party, the people who want to remove President Trump from office. Some more quotes from Cenk Uygur. Obviously, the genes of women are flawed. He wrote that in a post because he was getting inadequate amounts of sex while living in Miami. He went on to say, women, quote, are poorly designed creatures who do not want to have sex nearly as often as needed for the human race to get along peaceably and fruitfully. Not sure Katie Hill was part of that problem, but hey, maybe Cenk never met Katie Hill. And then this doozy. In another column, he described the drunken revelry at Mardi Gras in New Orleans, where he kissed over 23 different women, and he saw and felt countless breasts. Yes, Cenk Uygur, you will fit in perfectly in the Democrat Party. I'm watching the impeachment proceedings, and it's truly stunning when somebody pops up on the TV screen as a member of Congress who you've never, ever seen in your life before. Right now, talking right now in the Judiciary Committee, is a woman who looks like a... No, I'm not going to say what Eric said. It will be indiscreet. Her name is Mary Gay Scanlon, Congresswoman for Pennsylvania. All I want to know is, have the people of Pennsylvania ever heard of her? I'd love to know. Give us a call. The call board is full. Let's stay on the California topic. Line 5, Ethan in Los Angeles. Welcome to America First.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gorka. It's good to be here.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
What brings you to our show? Come on, this is the time to shine and sparkle.
Quite a few things, actually. Number one, I'm a huge fan of Jennifer Horne. Loved your shout-out to her, Warrior Princess for Truth and Justice.
Absolutely.
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 Another thing, she was discussing, you know, the bureaucratic Charlie Foxtrot, that is the California political system.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to shed a little bit more light on that.
Go ahead.
I live in Thousand Oaks with my wife and daughter. We run a relatively successful business, and the state of California seems hell-bent on trying to push me out if it isn't high gas prices and high taxation. The state is literally trying to smoke me out with all these wildfires.
I did a few public events in California, some of them with Jennifer Horne, and wherever I went, it was remarkable. The people of California mentioned the three things to me, the same things. They said sanctuary cities, they said restrictive business practices that are killing their businesses, and the high gas tax. Is this going to change anything? Are people going to actually do something to vote these bums out?
I honestly don't know, because these bums, as you put it, are pretty good at practicing their book of often repeated lies. And they're also very, very good at playing to what Jennifer calls our emotive spirit, because we Californians, we're a relatively compassionate people.
Right.
But in addition to being relatively compassionate, we're also a state full of cinephiles. We love our movies. And one of our favorite movies in our collective memory would probably be... Aaron Brockovich. You ever see that movie, sir?
I did.
Well, you might happen to remember the villain in that movie was this large, powerful, nameless and faceless corporation, also known as Power, Gas, and Electric, or
yes.
PG&E.
Yes.
And, Julia Roberts, was the heroine who stuck it to those a-holes and collected 10 figures in settlement money for those people, or just under that. And, it was a great case, and one of my good friends was actually on the legal team that helped take those guys down.
We're running out of time. What's the relevance of Aaron Brockovich to your point?
Oh, my relevance is now PG&E is being cast as the villain for all these doggone wildfires
right.
that are literally trying to smoke me out of California.
Right.
You go in, you hear any California politician, all they're talking about is, we got to get these utility companies. They got these rolling blackouts.
And then at the end of the day, Ethan, if you're going to try and warm your house or cool it, you'll be left with rubbing sticks together or getting some ice water. Ethan, stay on the line. Great call. I want to send you a copy of The War for America's Soul. Thank you for being a first-time caller. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and I have a message from my great friend in New York. He is radio personality and all-around good guy thespian, Joe Piscopo.
One thing you're going to notice immediately, Dr. Gorka, that you have more energy. And if you have a cold or if you have allergies, what happens for me is when I take Balance of Nature, all that goes away. Love Balance of Nature. So excited that now the great Dr. Gorka is doing Balance of Nature with all of us.
How does he do that with his voice? The great Dr. Gorka. I'm going to practice that. I like that. You can join me. You can join Joe in taking Balance of Nature. I do it every day before the show. It is pure nature. It is pure health in your hand. Every time you take those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, you are eating 31 different fruits and vegetables, 10 servings of health. Just do it, and you'll get 25% off and free shipping if you call them today. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751. But you've got to use my name, Gorka.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
What do you do with a radio talk show host who wants this?
We need more Hall & Oates. More Hall & Oates.
Well, you give it to them. And that's what you give to soothe the savage beast.
More Hall & Oates. Savage beast? What are you talking about, Leroy? You got to pick the next group. That was excellent. Can I segue from Hall & Oates to President Abraham Lincoln? Who's going to stop me? That's what I want to know. We're going to go to your calls momentarily, but I have to say thanks to Brett in Los Angeles. He, after I read that proclamation on Abraham Lincoln declaring Thanksgiving a national holiday, he said, check out another one that I hadn't heard of. And it's also from the same period in the middle of the Civil War. And we're going to have a little history sidebar today, because this is, let's get all the garbage behind us. Let's talk about what really matters. Let's talk about how blessed we are. I'm going to read this short proclamation that you may not have heard of. Washington, D.C., October 3rd, 1863, by the President of the United States of America. A proclamation. The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed, we are prone to forget the gifts from which the source from which they come. Others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is, oh my gosh, am I reading? This is the wrong one. Eric, you're fired. I asked for the one about fasting and prayer. That's the one I gave you. All right, it's a test. Let's go back to your calls. Eric, get the right one, or you will be fired by close of day today. Or maybe not. Let's go to your calls. I wanted to read the other one. Get it right, man. Let's go to, our good friend, Leonardo in New Jersey. Line 3, welcome back, Leonardo.
The great Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That's good. That's a Piscopo impression. That's a pretty good Piscopo impression.
All us Italians could do that. I wanted to mention, I hope that Eric is an Eric Caramella. But
who? Who did you just out the whistleblower? But he's Italian too. Or is he?
They're coming to my house. But I wanted to call you on my birthday. But
today's your birthday, Leonardo?
Yes. But you already sent me all your books.
God happy bless you. Birthday.
Thank you so much. I wanted to mention Cenk, however you pronounce
Uyghur.
It.
Uyghur. Yes, Cenk Uyghur, yes.
I think he's dresses up as Catherine the Great. He'll fit in really well.
Ooh, with, ouch.
Hopefully he'll meet the same demise. But you just have to change the C to an M. He'll fit in really well with the demon rats.
Okay, good. But that's not why you called us, Leonardo, is it?
No, I called on the... I could not think of a better Professor Jonathan Turley, where he went on to say that this is wrong. Being mad is no basis for impeachment. Here's a man that, you already pointed out, he didn't vote for the greatest president, I believe, Donald Trump. He doesn't even like him. His family doesn't like him. And he's perfect to undermine the snowflakes because he owns a golden doodle, the perfect social justice warrior dog.
Of course. So even though he was a liberal, you think he strengthened the president's case today?
Absolutely, because he put it out there that he doesn't really like the president. He seemed to, he did say both sides are demonizing, so he must be on that side of it. But
let me stay on the line, Leonardo. Let me play what I think is the very best moment from the hours of drudgery this morning. This is 31 seconds from Jonathan Turley, where he turned the whole thing, the whole spectacle, back on the Democrats and back onto Jerry Nadler. Jonathan Turley this morning, cut 9.
I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. We have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches. And what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy.
He said that when you accuse a president of going to the next level of the courts to get justice, when you say that's abuse of power, you, Jerry Nadler, are abusing power. Did you hear that, Leonardo?
Absolutely. Jerry, the whale Nadler, it's all emotion. This man, Jonathan, spoke of the rules of law, right? Reality, facts, the actual elements of a crime. I was one of those individuals that suffered through a year of constitutional law in law school.
You did?
I suffered under a person named Cyril Means, who wrote the opinion for Justice Blackmun, Roe v. Wade. And
wow.
Exactly, right? So I had to sit through that for a year of judicial legislation. But my point is that this man actually did mention God and faith, and he mentioned the elements of a crime, the mens rea, the actus reus.
Mens rea, right.
And he just, I think, just listening to him, he blew the other three out of the water that were all just, you know,
well,
snowflake emotionality.
Totally. And anger as well. Anger at their president, who isn't the one they voted for. That's why they're there. Just wait till you hear the divine language from our President Lincoln that we're going to read to you next. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Thank you, Leonardo. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Let me help you out if you suffer from everyday aches and pains. It's so simple. Don't take that handful of, you know, over-the-counter prescription painkillers. We had a Marine who said he took them like M&Ms, and now he doesn't take any of them because he takes Relief Factor and he is pain-free. Just give it a try. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95, and I guarantee you right now, if you take it twice a day in the morning and the evening, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of Americans across the country. You never see figures like this. More than 70% of people who try the three-week quick starter pack stay and become customers of Relief Factor. That's everything you need to know. But see their video testimonials. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order your trial three-week trial pack right now because it's less than a dollar a day. How is that not worth it to find out? Less than a dollar a day. And you could be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I don't even know if we have time for that. It's going to take me 4 minutes to read the Lincoln Proclamation. I'll just leave you on tenterhooks. We'll decide in the break.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the three-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the three-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the three-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
¶¶ On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
All right, here we are. Let's refresh our minds. Let's cleanse our spirits with the great Abraham Lincoln. For a day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer. Whereas the Senate of the United States devoutly recognizing the supreme authority and just government of Almighty God in all the affairs of men and nations has by a resolution requested the President to designate and set apart a day for national prayer and humiliation. Whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truths announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. And insomuch as we know that by his divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war which now desolates land may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to God, the God that made us. All this being done in sincerity and truth, let us then rest humbly in the hope authorized by the divine teachings, that the united cry of the nation will be heard on high and answered with blessings no less than the pardon of our national sins, and restoration of our now divided and suffering country to its former happy condition of unity and peace. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed, and hereby do request all people to abstain from their ordinary secular pursuits and to unite at their several places of public worship in keeping the day holy to the Lord and devoted to humble discharge of the religious duties proper to that solemn occasion. Done. Washington, this 30th day of March in the year of our Lord 1863. Signed, Abraham Lincoln. Never forget where we came from and who we were destined to be. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I am definitely enjoying and committed to the fruits and vegetable capsules. You know, the secret for this is there is no other place, no other source for getting all of those nutrients from simple fruits and vegetables. It's easy to take. I feel stronger and better, more energy, more completeness, less pain a little bit here and there, and just better. It's a very special product. There's nothing else on the market near it, and I'm just really glad that I have it.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code NOW.